Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A sad plane crash in the Alps and a crisis with Afghanistan as we leave more troops behind. I thought we were taking them away. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, this show, America Tonight. So let's go to the Alps first, because it's always tragic when you're talking about the loss of life, especially young students who, there were 16 of them from one town, and they're still trying to figure this out. Germany is reeling from this. A small German town really affected, just devastated. The plane crashed in the Alps, 16 students, two teachers dead, and the plane's destination was Dusseldorf. I saw a little snippet of a press conference, and it caught my attention because you could just see the mayor, and they identified him as the mayor, that he was, I mean, he was just blindsided. He just, I mean, weeping. He just couldn't, he said it was, you know, the blackest day of their community they ever had, that they can't believe that it could have happened to them. Couldn't believe it. Students and teachers from the school have been coming back from a nine-day, which is very cool, a nine-day language exchange with the high school near Barcelona. And that's what they were doing. They were, you know, planning it all year, finally got to do it, and there you go. And the name of the plane is called German Wings. It's a lower-cost subsidiary, they say, of Lufthansa. And they never had had a plane crash ever. 67 passengers had German passports on that flight. 45 Spanish, some kind of Spanish surnames. And they're still trying to confirm there were other citizens from other places on the plane, too. But in Dusseldorf, they're just flying the flags at half mast and, same thing at Barcelona. There were devastated people there, too, because then they got the word of what happened, and they're trying to, I mean, obviously they're investigating, and they don't have any real, at this point, they don't have any real reasons that they can come up with for what has happened here. But awful tragedy. Awful. And it's so young. Meanwhile, what a tragedy this is on a different scale. The president said that he's going to delay the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, close to 10,000, because they're having problems. The Afghanistan military is having problems with drug addiction, people deserting, and all kinds of other things that are happening that are dissuading people from being in the military, and they're stuck. They're stuck trying to figure out, okay, now we got to deal with the Taliban and now this ISIS effort. And I think that's really what is the main cause of this. Because we were supposed to cut our Afghanistan force in half, but that's not happening. And what the president said is, well, this just shows our reinvigorated partnership with Afghanistan, which is aimed at making Afghanistan secure and preventing it from being used to launch terrorist attacks. I think they should just say, look, ISIS is a huge problem. We know we're a little bit jammed up here because they're starting to infiltrate, and there's no way the Afghanistan military can handle it. All right, speaking of handling it, getting grilled on the Hill over Secret Service bad boy behavior is must-see TV. And here's what it sounded like. This is Congressman Elijah Cummings going at it.
One of the things that has concerned me greatly is the anonymous email that you got, Justin. Would somebody put this up? This email, you're familiar with it, are you not? And this email concerns me Since last Wednesday night, the Uniform Division established a crime scene at Special Post 15 at the White House after a package was thrown at an officer. The officer was told the package was a bomb, so they taped off the area and made it a crime scene. Then at some point, an ATSAC from WFO, PBD, and a PPD DSAC drove through the crime scene tape. UD officers at the scene said they were both extremely intoxicated. They were coming from home from Ed Donovan's retirement dinner. They apparently flipped on the lights on their government vehicles to go around the roadblocks. Then they nudged the barrels close to closing the post with their government vehicles. Then were waving their White House passes around, confused as to why the post was evacuated. UD officers were going to arrest both of them, but the UD watch commander said not to. Apparently, the whole incident was captured on video from inside the JLC. What I don't understand is this. A lot of people got this email. A lot of them got it. But you didn't. That is a problem. But you know what really bothers me? As I read this, I kept reading this email this morning over and over and over. And you know what I concluded? It appears that we have an agency at war against itself. The idea that in an organization like this, that somebody would create this kind of document to bring this kind of disruption when they are supposed to be guarding the President of the United States of America. We're better than that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the point that he makes, I have to say, is true. Is nobody reading their emails? What's up with that? Not paying attention? Boy, the Secret Service is really hurting. I mean, they're all over the map. And when I say they're all over the map, whether it's hiring prostitutes when they're out trying to get an area ready for the arrival of the president, which is what happened in Colombia, to, oops, you know, they got over the fence and they're in the White House and they have a knife. Oh, we've tackled them after he got through all the other layers of security. And to the Secret Service guys being bombed and then going through that roadblock. I wonder, and the president says, he says, oh, they're great people. I mean, what's he going to say? But, I mean, is this just one of those cases of, boys will be boys? Boys will be boys, even if they're with the Secret Service. What do you want? Soldiers? What are you looking for? Are you looking for the bobbies? You know how they have the beefeaters that they have in England, where you could go up and do jumping jacks in front of them and they don't twitch? They're like mannequins. They don't move other than when they make their little steps. They're just totally still. But it's crazy. And unless they make another move, I mean, how many people can you replace in some of those lead roles at the Secret Service? I guess the answer is if there's problems, you can keep doing that. But of all the times to have the thought of a lapse in security, even if it's not, but just to be perceived that way, whoa, it couldn't be worse timing. Terrible. Coming up, I think we need to check the mail. What do you think? We're going to do that here in this hour of America Tonight.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Just a reminder, you're kind of sleepy, your schedule's been jacked around, sometimes you're thriving, you're alive, and you're listening to the show, and you want to pick up the phone, but you're just listening, you're listening to some of the callers, the guests, that kind of stuff, and you're thinking about it, you really want to make that comment, do it, AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from the Duke who says, Kate, I heard you talking about brackets. It's been a bizarre year, and there have been some upsets and some interesting, I think, losers and winners in the first couple of rounds. Now we're down to the Sweet 16. I read something about the attendance and that the attendance was up, so there is some madness to this whole March NCAA tournament, don't you think? Oh, absolutely. There is interest in it, and I think it's just a couple of things. One, if you have an alma mater, so whatever school it is, it doesn't matter, especially if it's one that wouldn't normally get in, well, that it doesn't matter how old you are, that's always the bond. And I think with the brackets, I said this the other day, it's not so much about this, the specifically, oh, I'm going to win the pool or whatever. For some people, yes. But I think it's the whole spirit of kind of jabbing others and how you're doing, the competition thing, the bringing people together in the office. That's a big deal. So, yeah, absolutely. There's something about the madness of March. It was a stroke of brilliance, actually, to create it. See, it's about event marketing. And people in sports, sometimes they get it. Event marketing. The Kentucky Derby, you go back to the late 1800s, 10,000 people for the first Derby. There was something about that event. There was something about talking about it, getting excited about it. And you know that from your own hometowns, whether it's the state fair is coming up or some other event, you kind of earmark dates. You know, you look at dates according to some event that you're going to. So they realize, people that are smart in marketing and sports, the more they can do that, the better, because that's what you'll get. You'll get people that'll want to go and they'll hype it up and, you know, they'll be there in the end. All right, this one from Lester, who says, thumbs up to Tom Cruise. Kate, I am a proud member of the Tea Party. And while I don't agree with every single thing that is said, but who does? I agree with 95% of it. And I like Cruise. He stands up for himself. He stands up for others. And I think he's going to have a much bigger chance as we get deeper into the process of picking the Republican nominee. I think he'll be the guy. I think he'll be on a ticket. If he's not the presidential pick, maybe he'll be the VP. Maybe he's going to be the VP. All right, this one from Melissa, who says, Kate, read about that Airbus that went down, very sad, in the Alps. Lots of people on that plane, 150. And there certainly were Germans, but the 16 kids, I think, is perhaps the saddest of all. Yeah, plane crashes really do shake us all up, don't they? So close to home. Colombians, Dutch, German, Spaniards. German Wings was the name of the plane. It was a Lufthansa kind of leftover, I'll call it. But they're trying to figure out what, I mean, the plane was just obliterated. Can't even, the site is like impossible to reach. I mean, it's in the Alps, and it's debris. The overhead shots of it, it's just debris that is spread out everywhere, the foothills of the French Alps. So you have this plane, it takes off at 10 o'clock in the morning from Barcelona, Spain, going to Dusseldorf. Wow, that sounds exciting, doesn't it? And then the plane crashes right before 11 o'clock in the morning in that very remote area. I mean, everyone's presumed dead. And the plane was delayed 26 minutes from when it was supposed to leave because the air traffic controllers didn't give permission to the plane to start the engines earlier, and because of a small delay in the takeoff rotation. But that shouldn't have had anything to do with it. The plane went to its cruising altitude, because they can look at that, and then it began at 10:45. And then unexpectedly, this is scary, it began an 8-minute descent. And then the plane lost contact with the French radar when they were about 6,000 feet. Then it crashed. The cockpit had no distress call. Air traffic controllers sent a distress call after radio contact with the plane was lost, and they didn't get anything. And as I said, it's a rugged, sparsely populated part of the Alps. So a really steep area of the mountain. So you got helicopter crews that find these giant chunks of the plane in pieces. But it is a picture of devastation, horror, whatever you want to call it. No roads leading to it. So how long is it going to take for search teams to recover the human remains and the key parts of what they're looking for on the plane? I think it's going to take them some time. It's not going to be an easy find. It's going to be tough. And the Germans had the 16 students, two teachers from the school, and it's just an awful, awful thing. This one from Christopher, who says, "Hi, Kate. I haven't emailed you in a long time. I used to bombard you with emails, but rest assured I'm listening. If I can't listen, often I download the cast of the night before. So my question is, Afghanistan, leaving our troops to linger longer because the Afghanistan military is scared to death of ISIS, let's face it, and they just desert their post, get away, do whatever they have to do to get out of the situation. Yeah, but what are you going to do if you're an Iraqi? How far are you going to run to avoid the grip of ISIS? You have to stand and fight, and they really need that military to step up. But we're standing with them and staying to almost 10,000 troops instead of drawing down more. Instead of pulling them out as it was supposed to be, no, now it's about leaving them. Leaving them. All right, I got to mention this one. Because it's just, I mean, it's, you know, it's just so sad. And this is somebody who I had a brush with when I was in New York. And it just goes to show you why whatever is going on in your world, it's not that bad, people. You can get over it. Just, you can. It's so, life is so fleeting and we can't freeze time. There's a TV reporter and her name is Lisa Colagrossi. And she was in New York City. She wasn't originally from New York, but she's a veteran news person. And she worked for WABC. She covered a lot of cool stories. And when I was there, like I said, I met her, had a couple of conversations with her. And she's pretty popular. So all kinds of people are tweeting out things about her reports and whatnot. 49, two kids. Had a brain hemorrhage after she was covering a story last week. Very shocking to the people in the newsroom. She, you know, she's fine 1 second and then brain hemorrhage, and there's nothing that they could do. I mean, nothing that they could do to help her. Awful. And she was a big-time morning news person. And if you're in New York, you got to think about it. That's our biggest market. And when you're there in the morning and people are getting ready and kids are running around, you really have a bond. There seems to be a personal bond with the people who are watching and the anchors and reporters and whatnot. So that was definitely shocking. I'll say it again. You have any thoughts, you can share them with us at americatonight.net. Hang through.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For travel, just like all of you. Who doesn't want to go to someplace cool? How many times do we see the Viking cruise ship going off in some exotic locale when we're in the middle of watching whatever terrible television show we're watching, and we say, oh, doesn't that look good? I want to go. And it seems like now more than ever I'm seeing a lot of travel spots, and it's not just watching HGTV. I mean, it's all over the place. So this guy is like Mr. Travel. He knows how to do it right. In other words, he knows how to get the sweet deals. And we had him on before. If you were paying attention, he gave you some really good nuggets. Russell Hannon is with us right now. He's in our virtual green room. I think he speaks 10 languages, so he might be translating something. And you can check him out at breakthetravelbarrier.com. Hey, Russell, do you speak any other languages?
Yes, bilingual. English and Francais.
I like that. There you go. You know what? When you travel, you get those books, though, and you can at least say a couple of words like hello, or, you know, how do I get to the baño? How do I get to the bathroom? Whatever. It's just a few little phrases you need to pick up depending on what they're speaking and where you're going, right?
Well, you know what? Those are the basic salutations. And also for disaster prevention, you always have to have a few words so that you can get yourself unstuck from a difficult situation.
Yes, gotta love it. All right, so one of the things that you talk about, and you know, you've got this book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, because that's true. It's what I said. You're watching TV, you see this exotic locale, and you think, oh, I can't afford it. Oh, I can't go there. Oh, wow, it looks so good. And then you just sit on your laurels, and you don't figure out those ways around what you think is the barrier. That's why the website is so brilliant, Break the Travel Barrier, because there are obstacles that people, I think, just automatically put in their head. Is that true? That we just think, that's unaffordable.
Well, you know what? Something I'd like to point out is that actually most travelers, believe it or not, actually often pay about 5 times more than they need to while traveling.
Oh.
And that's because, well, travel is really an industry that charges on average 5 times the local cost of living. If you were to just take the average 3-star hotel, for example, that goes for $150 a night, compared to a 1-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or $30 a night, you're actually paying 5 times more than the person down the street. Same goes with eating out 3 times a day while traveling. That's going to add up to about 5 times your grocery bill on average. So I really have a motto that I strive by is, if a local doesn't need to pay for it, as a traveler, I'm always trying to find a way to get around it. And by doing that, you can really multiply how much you travel on the same budget.
Okay, what's one of the first things you can do? What's one of the things that you think is one of the best tips that you can get around how you can travel for cheaper?
Well, you know, one of the most expensive mistakes we make is the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's when and where we decide to go. It's the same places as everyone else at the same time. And people come in and they say, Russell, next month I'm going to Cancun on these exact dates. Show me how I can save some money on this trip. And I say, sure, it can help, but there's so much more we could do if you opened up your options. So the most drastic, simple change that you can do is really, I say, just make a list of the top 10 places you want to visit. Because there's no one place from a vacation perspective that is just so unbelievable that no other one will do. So you make your list, and also factor in comparable destinations in low-cost countries that would meet the needs that you're looking for. And then what you do is prioritize the one that's least expensive to visit today. That should be your next trip. And while you do this, you're also buying yourself time to find ways to visit more expensive destinations at a fraction of what it would cost today. And that's what I get into, is showing you how you can one day visit places that are expensive today at a fraction of the going rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, your book is just absolutely terrific. If people want a copy of the book, before we get out of here, I want to make sure that they know how to get the upcoming book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Will they be able to get that on Amazon?
Yes, actually, that's coming out June 23rd. There's a pre-order page coming up next week, stopdreamingstarttraveling.com. And there's a free guide, actually, right now. If you sign up to the free guide, How to Beat the Best Online Fare, Every Flight for the Rest of Your Life, I'll get your email. And actually, I'm going to give out a free copy of the book to someone who signs up to that guide tonight.
Oh, all right. Sign up, and you can find out all those cool tips. Here's one that really infuriates everybody. How do you get around, and I'm flying to New York on Virgin, so I'll have this problem on one side of it. How do you get around the checked bag fees without kind of skimping on your luggage? Because, you know, I got to take a nice cocktail dress. You never know what's going to happen in New York.
Well, you know, checked bag fees really hit people's hot buttons. It's one of those things that you just can't get around. But there is, unless you have one of these, if you had yourself a luggage jacket, Kate, from jacktogo.com, it's not a fashion statement accessory, but this is actually, it comes as a bag. You put everything in it, you use it as your suitcase, but when you get to the airport, it unravels into a jacket. And they've got a male version and a downhill version. The male version looks like a trench coat, and for women, they've got it's like a big poofy dress, and you can put everything in there. And most people will leverage that with a carry-on bag. So a carry-on bag's not quite big enough, and then they've got the luggage jacket with it. So that's something that not many people really know of. And other than that, all airlines have credit cards, and usually when you have a credit card for an airline, a checked bag benefit often comes with it. So I recommend that you look into that as well.
You know, here's another thing before you even get to that point. When you're looking around for airfares, I've noticed this. Sometimes I've gone on, let's say it was an American. I was flying a lot of American, getting those miles where you can never get the seats, by the way. And so you look on the website, and then everybody says, well, no, go to Kayak, go to Priceline, go to Orbitz, and you start to do that. And sometimes the flight is cheaper just on the American's website. Why is that?
Well, you know what? There's a few things. Something that not many people are aware of, but you can actually Google search this, is on occasion it's been found that some searches on Apple computers or Macs have returned slightly higher fares than searches run on Windows computers, which has nothing to do with the airline. And well, companies can see what sort of computer you're using, the IP address where you're coming from, the theory behind this is some companies think that people have more disposable income who are using Mac computers, which is a total overgeneralization, but from a demographic perspective, it's that's a theory that's the kind of like some of the underlying reason there. Now there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that will give you better prices more often on average than others. And I think I heard you mention one of them. Kayak is one of the top three that I consider. Also, Hipmunk.com is not as well known, so that's Chipmunk without the C, Hipmunk.com, and it's right neck and neck with Kayak. Another one is Skyscanner.com. So I recommend you go through all three of those, and then you cherry pick the one that gives you the best price.
Oh, I like that. Cherry pick the one that gives you the best price. So how many miles have you logged? How many places have you been, Russell?
Good question. From a country perspective, now I don't necessarily measure well-traveled by number of countries visited. There's a lot of places I like going back to again and again, but I've been to 17 countries myself, but I do travel quite a bit. In the last year, I've been to Japan, the Philippines, I've been out to Europe, a few places there. I've been throughout the United States from Yellowstone down to the Grand Canyon and to New York, down to Houston recently as well. So I am traveling quite a bit, but not necessarily in terms of numbers of countries compared to some of the big, best-known travel experts.
Okay, what could you tell us about, because you say you go back to certain places you like again and again, for best bang for your buck, some place that's cool to go, that you like, that you would tell people, go there. It's like a hidden secret, you'll love it, and it's very cost-effective. What would you say?
Well, you know what? There is a place, actually. Lee Abamante is the youngest American to visit every country in the world. And just a couple weeks ago, he was posting from a place called Boracay in the Philippines. And actually, I would recommend for people who go to the Caribbean, you can go to Boracay, and it has everything that the Caribbean has for, I'm not exaggerating, about 70% less expensive because of the currency difference and the cost of living difference. And,
wow.
Unbelievable sunsets with the turquoise blue water and the white pristine beaches and just unbelievable sunsets. And I had a hotel room that would probably cost about $250 a night in the Caribbean that was about $48 a night U.S. Now, with the currency difference, actually, the U.S. dollar compared to the Canadian dollar and the euro is really, really at multi-year highs. So I think it's a great time to go visit Europe and to visit Canada this summer.
Europe and Canada. Oh, I like it. And Canada, there's so many. What's your favorite? I mean, you're Canadian, but what's your favorite place in Canada? Where would you tell Americans who are listening, you have to make this stop, my friends, when you go, across the border? Where would you tell them?
Well, you know what? If you are a skier, if you like the Rockies, consider Whistler or Banff to see the mountains, to go skiing, those sorts of things I'd recommend doing. If you are into rodeo, this is down in Texas, there is the big rodeo that took place there. The Calgary Stampede is one of those life experiences. If you're into rodeos, you have to go to the Calgary Stampede. So I would suggest those sorts of things.
All right, I like that. Calgary. I've heard that from other people as well. All right, Russell Hannon, get his book when it comes out in June, or be the person to pick it up tonight. And I'll tell you what, he's got such a clever, as I said, website, breakthetravelbarrier.com. Run, don't walk, and go take a trip today. I think everyone needs a trip. Russell, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome to another version of We Can Count. Starting off, we can count reasons why you demolish giant hotels and iconic landmarks that have stood for sometimes way too long. But how about a house that had to be demolished because of an individual that did one of the most heinous things in that town's history? From Newtown, Connecticut, that was the home of Adam Lanza. He lived there as a kid, and of course, the Sandy Hook Elementary School was demolished as well. But the man who carried out that massacre, his home was, Adam Lanza's home was flattened. A 2-acre lot, the house was a 31-square-foot house in this big, beautiful suburban neighborhood. But neighbors asked for the building to be taken down. They said it was a constant reminder of the tragedy, that this is, you know, every time we see it, it's a constant reminder of it. And, of course, Adam Lanza killed his mother, Nancy Lanza, inside of the house the morning of December 14th, 2012, then drove to school and promptly gunned down 20 innocent children and 6 adults before he committed suicide. So there's an example of so many people wrote letters and complained and everything else and said it's just, as one person said in a letter to the editor of the local newspaper, not only is the property a constant reminder of the evil that resided there, those of us who walk, run, drive, ride, or otherwise have to pass it several times a day are having a hard time moving on. So everything, of course, inside the house, rugs and lighting, fixtures and whatever else, was removed and incinerated so that there were no remnants to become memorabilia. So isn't that interesting? Because there are a lot of people that would do that, the Cretans that would go in and then put it and sell it, and it would be the creepy side of something unbelievable that happened. So that was all, it was all taken care of. It was all gone. And that house had been there since 1998, anyway, they bought it. So how about that? The FBI, speaking of mass shootings and figures, the FBI figures, they say, or people are talking about it anyway, were tweaked to show an increase in mass shootings. So what's that about? Clearly, that's not a good thing. Do we need false information? There are these crime stats that get published by the FBI and rely upon the media, they say, have distorted the violence and have left the public with the impression that mass shooting incidents are much bigger and a bigger threat than they are. This is according to a criminologist and Second Amendment scholar who was releasing this information. His name is John Lott. In fact, we've had him on, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He says that the latest statistics contain numbers that are misleading at best and deliberately kind of fudged at worst. He says the numbers might have been presented to overstate for a reason, for political purposes, the true risk of being a victim of random gun acts. So accusing them of incorrectly throwing these set of numbers out on public shootings before the election. And Lott says, look, I've been reading FBI reports for 30 years. I've never seen anything like it. It's one thing for the Bureau of Justice Statistics or even the National Institute of Justice to put out politically biased studies, but there's always been a kind of a wall that separated the FBI raw data from political pressure. So there you have it. What methodology do they use? And they're going to defend it. They're saying that their report isolates active shooter incidents, and then they look at the database, and then they go through the website. So since the 70s, what is it? There have been ups and downs, but there has been no trend upward or downward in mass shootings. Look, any mass shooting is terrible. But I'll just throw out some of the figures because this is We Can Count. The report said that there were 160 incidents in public places between 2000 and 2013, and they released these last September to show the mass shooter attacks and saying that the deaths have really jumped up since 2000, and you could dramatically see it is what the report was saying, and that they jumped from 17 in 2013 to just from just one in 2000, and showing that murders jumped to 86 from 7 over that same span. And often looking at it and taking it, I guess, the statistics at face value. Like I said, any mass shooting is one too many, but manipulating the statistics, well, that's what you do. I always say it. You can manipulate statistics however you want to. Some things don't lie in statistics, but there is a way to beef up reports and to take certain demographics and move some of the data the way you want it to read. That's why people get paid giant dollars to do that, because they're consultants and they spin something to look a certain way. Hey, we have another retirement in the Senate. It's interesting. It's kind of for people who have served for a while or who have gotten older on the job, which is probably anyone who's been on the job for a long time. But Indiana Republican Senator Coates is going to retire. He's not going to look for that third term in 2016. He's 71 years old. He said he thought he could win a third term, but decided let's let somebody else new come in and compete. He said it wasn't an easy decision, that he said it, you know, he's come to the conclusion that to come in next, it's a demanding job, and it's up to the next generation of leaders. There are other Democrats who are retiring. It's Barbara Boxer has already announced that of California a long time ago, and Barb Mikulski a few weeks ago announced that she was retiring from Maryland. So check this out. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report, so nonpartisan, has forecast that Republicans would likely retain the seat if Coates sought reelection. So now what happens there? It's a seat. It's an open seat, and then there may be a little bit more of a tug of war over that, depending on who is in the wings. So Coates is pretty big, too, as far as committees. He serves on the Senate Finance, Select Intelligence, and Joint Economic Committees. And he jumped right in with both feet. He has been a public servant for a long time, congressman, senator, ambassador, senator again. So he's someone who has been around a few times in a few different positions. And he will be missed by many. He actually had plenty of friends on both sides of the aisle. He was one of those people that could do it, that could absolutely criticize the ideology and the people across the aisle, but still could be friendly with them. So that's, from that perspective, that's another big loss when you have a uniter that goes away. Who comes, you know, ultimately, who steps in to that position? There, you know, there's a concern there as who is that person going to be. All right, some other quick numbers. So, do you write checks? I know I've said this before in the air. It's so crazy when I get in line at the grocery store and somebody is writing checks in front of me. I mean, to each his own, right? Because now we have Apple Pay, you know, not PayPal. We have Apple Pay and other ways to not have to do paper. But they say the typical American pays 35% of their bills with checks. Most businesses do more than half of their transactions that way. Really? So the federal government, banks, companies, they invest in the server software staff to make transactions more efficient, I guess. But small businesses are holding off on that, or half. So if you look at preparation, approvals, postage, the cost of dealing with the fraud occasionally, a business has to spend $5 to $25 to issue paper checks, compared with $1 or $2 for the same payment made electronically. More reasons, at least in that case, I guess, to go electronic. All right, that's it for We Can Count. I'm not afraid of the dark.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.